7 months ago, 19-year-old Juan Valdez had to appear in a Nashua court for driving without a license. The Manchester resident had been undocumented since he came to the U.S. from Mexico at age 3. When immigration and customs enforcement officials caught wind of his undocumented status, Valdez was promptly arrested. He says he was sure he'd be deported.
It was a nightmare because I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know if I was going to get sent back to Mexico or if I was going to be able to see my family again.
But this October, Valdez received a call from his lawyer saying an immigration judge in Boston had decided to administratively close the case.
We're able to terminate Juan's case because he is a perfect example of a low-priority case.
That's Enrique Mesa, the Valdez family's attorney. Mesa says a shift in immigration policy allowed Juan Valdez to stay.
At this point, they are trying to close the 300,000 cases that are currently open in immigration court throughout the nation, and they're trying to figure out which ones are low priority and which ones are high priority.
The new policy encourages ICE agents not to pursue undocumented people who pose no threat to public safety or national security. In Nashua, the police say going forward, low priority cases like Valdez's will be handled differently. At a recent meeting with leaders of Nashua's Latino community, Nashua Police Lieutenant Scott Hammond said this.
If you are a law-abiding individual within the city of Nashua, you are not going to have a problem with the Nashua Police Department, and we are not going to call immigration, okay? Immigration will be called by us if certain crimes are committed, okay? If it's a felony-level crime.
Such a policy change doesn't sit well with Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. He doesn't think Valdez or other undocumented immigrants should be let off the hook. FAIR has positioned itself in strong opposition to the new policy.
The administration simply doesn't want to enforce most of our immigration laws unless it deals with people who have committed serious felonies once they're here in the United States. And of course you go after criminals, but it doesn't mean that you stop enforcing laws against everybody else.
But Mohammed Abdullahi, an organizer at dreamactivist.org, applauds the change.
I know Obama said that he's going to review like 300,000 cases. So if that actually happens, and even if it happens with a lot of flaws, if 300,000 cases are dropped, I mean, that's wonderful news.
But Abdullahi says the shift in policy is less than meets the eye. His group has been fighting for the undocumented to receive what's called deferred action, which would allow them to apply for work permits.
It's really unclear whether under the administration's special discretion if folks will get a work permit and, you know, a way to survive. So with deferred action, it was a sure thing where if you get deferred action granted, you could apply for a work permit.
Juan Valdez is grateful the change in immigration policy has allowed him to stay in the only country he's ever known. But what remains unclear is if he'll be able to achieve what many U.S. citizens take for granted.
All I want to is to be able to get a work and permit and be able to go to college and go to work and help my family out.
For NHPR, this is Simone Rios in Nashua.